الجامعة الافتراضية السورية، كتاب القانون الدولي للدكتور عماد الدين محمد، تقدمت مبادرة ضوء بصوت رغد حمام. Module 3 International Personality Learning Objectives. By the end of this chapter, you should be able to understand meaning of term international personality. Determine how international personality relates. Define the meaning of a state. Explain the various factors which make up a state. Recognize the important indicators which establish a state's statehood. Explain the criteria of establishing a state's statehood and how these should be satisfied. Understand the obligations of states under international law. International personality. The term international personality used in law refers to a body that is a subject of international law and has international rights and duties with the capacity to maintain its own rights by bringing international claims. International personality. The term international personality used in law refers to a body that is a subject of international law and has international rights and duties with the capacity to maintain its own rights by bringing international claims. International law has developed and expanded in its scope over time. As a result, new bodies have joined the international scene and the international personality of these new bodies has widened. States were previously considered the exclusive subjects of international law. Although states remain the primary subjects of international law, they are no longer the exclusive subjects of international legal system. Throughout the 21st century, the scope of international legal personality has widened considerably. This is a result of the growth and expanse of international organizations and the growing awareness of the issue of human rights. However, whilst states possess full international legal personality due to the characteristics of their statehood, all other bodies possessing legal personality do so only to the extent that a state allows them to. The personality of states can be classed as original and that of other bodies as derivative. A. States. States are the principal providers of international law. International law is basically the product of relations between states. These relations can be through the practice of establishing customary international law. Although international agreements, which are known as treaties, states can also be brought before the International Court of Justice, ICJ. What is a state? A state under international law is an entity which has defined territory, a permanent population, and is under the control of a government and engages in, or has the capacity to engage in, formal relations with other entities. The criteria which establishes statehood is found in art. One of the Montevideo Convention on Rights and the Duties of States, 1933. This clarifies that the state as a person of international law should possess the following qualifications. A. A permanent publication. B. A defined territory. C. Government. And D. Capacity to enter into relations with other states. A. Permanent population. States consist of a collection of individuals and accordingly a permanent population is an essential requirement of statehood. There does not have to be a minimum population to satisfy this requirement. Just two examples of states which have small populations are Nauru, which has a population of 6,500, and Liechtenstein, which has a population of 20,000. Just two examples of states which have small populations are Nauru, which has a population of 6,500, and Liechtenstein, which has a population of 20,000. Both of these are still considered and respected as states. Define territory. B. Define territory. Territorial sovereignty involves the exclusive right to display the activities of a state. With this right, there is an obligation to protect within the territory the rights of other states. This includes the right not to be violated in peace and in war, and any rights which each state may claim for its nationals in foreign territory. However, while territory is a necessary component of a state, there is no defined size as regards its geographical scope. The requirement of territory may be satisfied even if the state's territorial boundaries are not precisely defined, or may even be a matter of dispute. C. A government. Another factor which is essential for the purpose of statehood must be establishment and existence of an effective government. This means that it is a government which is independent of any other authority and is competent in both its legislative and administrative duties. An established statehood will not be regarded as legally void even if there is a temporary absence of an effective government. This could be during a period of civil war. A state's statehood is also not considered void during times of military occupation. One example is during the Second World War, when large parts of Europe were under Nazi occupation. The fact that some European states were under Nazi occupation did not diminish the statehood of those European states. D. Capacity to enter into international relations. The capacity to enter into international relations is also an important indicator of a state's statehood. However, this depends on the response of other actors on the international stage. The satisfaction of the first three criteria of establishing a state's statehood is essential based upon factual attributes. In contrast, the fulfillment of this criterion depends upon recognition. This means that an entity may have the capacity to enter into foreign relations, but if the other states decide to decline to enter into relations with it or withdraw their relations, then that entity is denied the opportunity to demonstrate this capacity in actual practice. Example. Southern Rhodesia was a British self-governing territory until it declared unilateral independence from Britain in November 1965. It had a population, territory, a government, and the capacity to enter into relations with the other states. However, no other state was willing to enter into relations with Southern Rhodesia at the time. As a result, Southern Rhodesia was refused recognition as a state by the rest of international community. An entity which is able to conduct foreign relations does not terminate its statehood if it voluntarily hands over all or part of the conduct of its foreign relations to another state. Examples of these are San Marino in Italy and Monaco in France. Similarly, the personality of a protected state which existed before the conclusion of the agreement establishing its dependent status is not nullified. Examples of this are the nationality decrees in Tunisia and Morocco. Likewise, participation in a regional economic organization such as the European Union, EU, does not negate the statehood of individual members. Existing states may refuse a statehood to an entity which has attained a characteristic of statehood in violation of international law. An example of this would be the acquisition of territory by the use of force contrary to Article 2.4 of the United Nations Charter, or to the principle of non-intervention. Territory acquired by the legitimate use of force, for example, in self-defense, and then annexed from the aggressor, may be considered an exception to the non-recognition of conquest rule. Since the 1960s, political self-determination has been considered in issues of statehood. This basically means that where the political future of a colony or any other similar non-dependent territory is determined by the wishes of its inhabitants towards their own political self-determination, then this is a factor which will be taken into account as regards establishing or recognizing statehood. The end of the module, the end of the record.